Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at You, Me, and
the podcast.
All right. So we are third episode.
Even though it feels like it's been a bajillion episodes.
A lot of trial and error. But we're here today. So
we're here.
Whatever number we're on. What are we talking about?
You guys tell us what episode we're on, because you guys will probably know.
I know.
We might not know. So
it's a struggle.
How are you? This lady just came back from Japan. So
yeah,
how was Japan?
I am jet lagged.
The good, bad, the ugly.
I wake up at 1 p.m. every day now because I have not fixed up my schedule.
What's the time difference?
That's a good question. There is a difference. There's a difference. I mean, that's all you need to know.
Difference from here to Texas. Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely a difference.
There's definitely a difference. Well, I do wake up at 1 p.m. So that says enough, right? The timing is all off with the night and
day. You
don't
wake up at
It's a night and day difference.
You don't wake up at 1 p.m. on the daily?
It's a night. No. Is this, wow. I actually have work to do, Jasdeep. I am a working citizen of the United States.
Amen.
But anyway, Japan. Japan was amazing. It was more than I ever, like, you know when you say, like, oh, I want to go to Japan, it seems so cool? That is an understatement. You don't know what you're getting into until you step foot in Tokyo.
Manjot actually did study abroad for a whole 6 months.
Then. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, in Japan?
Yeah, she did a semester abroad. She can speak Japanese fluently.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, so did she learn when she was there or did she learn before she
left?
No,
I want to say she learned before.
Okay.
And then I think she kind of honed in while she was there. And it was in the spring, so...
Oh, nice.
Around this time.
It was like the perfect time to go, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like...
I learned Japanese, or like not full on, but like enough to hold conversation. Make my way through. Yeah. Just like 2 months before the trip.
Oh, damn.
But it's crazy because when I went, people were approaching me randomly. There's this old bibi. She was like local. You know she was local. She was a local Japanese bibi. And she saw my tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You posted about this.
Yeah. And then she saw my friend's kara. And she recognized that we were Sikh. And she starts talking about like all these like religious like Sikhi things. And she's like, oh, I know who Guru Nanak Devji is. And then she went on to like talk about dals and sabjis and what her favorite like dal and sabji was. And it was like, it was kind of really random. But it was cute because it's just like, wow, not only... was she not afraid to approach us? She knows that we're Punjabi and we're Sikh and like just by appearance. And like she has this like worldly knowledge to her.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
It was cool. It was really different.
I love it whenever I see a Sardar out of context or like in like shows or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, Sardar!
Yeah! Dude, actually, that was us in Japan. Oh my
I
God.
Get so like my partner does not understand. He's like, okay. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's like
especially opera. When you're like so out of like place, I guess.
Exactly.
Like we're not going to find somebody.
Like the out of context is truly for sure.
We were on this like one day tour in Kyoto, right? And we got out of the bus and there were two Sardar men. They were like our age. They're like late 20s for sure. And I was like, what do I say? Like, I just got all nervous. And like, I look at Jess. Jess looks at me. And we're just like, what do we do? Like, do
Why
we
did
act
you shoot
natural?
Your hat?
I mean, I don't know. They didn't look my type. They were handsome in their own right. But it was just in that moment, all I was thinking was, there's another Punjabi in close proximity. Right here in Kyoto, and all I've been seeing is like, you know, gore and tourists and Japanese. Like, I haven't seen a Sardar guy. So there were two, like, they were just walking past, and I'm just like, I'm freaking out. Like, what do I do? What is the protocol here? I don't know. And so I look at him, he looks at me, and I'm like, Sasrika. I mean, dude, it was like, I don't, maybe it was out of pocket of me because it's just like, you know, maybe I should have just said, hey, but I'm just like, Sasrika,
did they look like they were from like
he was
India
so
or like did they look like they were from here? Or,
you know,
like,
honestly,
Canadian.
They could have looked American. And I just went straight on Punjabi on him. And I'm like, Sasrika. And he just stared at me and he hesitated because he was like, what is going on here? And then he goes, Sasrika, back in a very like shy, like a whisper. And then he walks off.
Like, what a fuck.
And then I told
Justin,
like, wow, that was a close one. We could have really butchered that. I saved our asses. Yeah, that was kind of crazy because I'm like, okay, but I'm different, right? Like, if somebody were to approach me and say Sasrika, I'd be like, fuck yeah, Sasrika, like, let's go, bruh. Let's speak in Punjabi.
You start speaking in like 10 out of 10 Punjabi.
Yeah, literally, dead ass. But then there are some people who are like, bro, Like, you really had to say sasurda.
Be chill for once in your life.
Yeah, no, I freaked out and that just came out of me, so.
Fair.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Is that like your bucket list place to go, or like what's your bucket list place to go?
Good question. I think honestly Japan was my bucket, one of my bucket list items. I have a lot, but Japan for sure. That was like a big one up there, right? Because it's like, it's not a cheap adventure to go on.
For sure.
But back at you, like, what is one of your top bucket list travel items?
We went to Mexico, and I've always really wanted to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
I think the only other place where I would really, really want to go, and this might sound really dumb because it's not, well, I don't know. I really want to go to Pakistan because I am obsessed with Punjabi culture. And one of my partner's clients, he was like, Jinne Lahore ni dekhe unne Punjab ni dekhe. And I took that so personally because I was oh no, I am Punjabi, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
And so I want to go to Pakistan and I want to explore the...
Dude, I heard Pakistan is really safe and lit. And stuff. Like, it's a place to travel, especially even as a solo traveler. As crazy as it sounds, because obviously, we know how India is. I heard that Pakistan is still, you go to those main city spots and stuff, it's really safe and it's really welcoming.
This is going to take us on a whole tangent, but I love how it's, meeting people from, that are Pakistani Punjabi is, meeting half of your heart, almost.
Okay.
Right? Half of your soul. Because it's, they have such a similar... walk of life as we do, but the partition literally tore people apart.
Dude, my daddy is from Pakistan.
A lot of people's grandparents, my grandparents were from Pakistan and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it just, I don't know, there's always been a will of I
a want missing to... part of the soul, right?
Exactly. And it's maybe if I go, I feel like I could feel closer to my ancestors, and I think that that's really cool. And that's, but other than that, touristy spots, I would say Greece, Santorini is definitely on my bucket list.
A vacation type.
Yeah, Santorini, the vantage point that every basic Instagrammer has. The white buildings
with the blue shingled roofs.
I don't know why that is just the pinnacle for me. You know, I love how, especially Punjabis, it's when you go outside and you see people that are sardar or whatever, we call them apne.
Yeah.
And I just think that's so special, you know?
Yeah.
And I would love, there's so much in India that I haven't seen. I haven't been to Jaipur. I haven't been
girl, you know, every time I go to India, it's straight to Punjab.
And that's it.
Straight from Delhi, that 6-hour drive.
Exactly.
And then straight home.
Well, we go to Amritsar because we have family that lives right next to the Amritsar.
The Golden Temple. Yeah. Right?
No, I was saying we land in Amritsar Airport.
We
go to Delhi. That's we have convenient. A 45 minute layover. Take I think it's a 40 minute flight to
that's not bad.
To Amritsar, but at that point you're so exhausted traveling that it's bro.
I haven't seen Goa. I haven't seen Rajasthan. I really want to see Rajasthan.
I've never seen the Taj Mahal, dude.
I haven't seen the Taj Mahal. We haven't been to Agra.
I want
to
go.
How am I going to say that I've been to India, but I haven't seen India?
I've been to Punjab.
I've seen Delhi, the Delhi airport.
Exactly.
I've seen Delhi from outside the taxi cab.
I've been to Chandigarh.
Ludhiana, which is a whole family. Annoying.
Even Chandigarh, honestly, it had the feel. We have relatives who live in Chandigarh, proper Chandigarh. Mm-hmm. And Chandigarh has the feel of almost America, but better.
Okay.
We went to their house and their house looked, Indian houses look like Indian houses. People's havelis look like people's havelis. Mm-hmm. No, this house looked like our houses. It had a foyer and
things have gotten very modern.
Yeah. It's very hi-fi. People actually drive normal human beings.
Yeah.
People stop at stoplights. Right. Because fines are doubled in Chandigarh.
Oh, really?
So it's interesting. And
it's more of a city center than anything. I
understand why people from Chandigarh and stuff they act the way that they act, and I understand why
they have a reputation to maintain.
Why Bindu people look at shady at people and they're like no. So I understand it from both aspects of I understand. Yeah, you know?
I mean, yeah, because you're growing up in such a different environment. That is as different.
Tell
as
him
it gets.
That because I literally say this all the time. I'm like, Shaggy and Pendu are two very separate things. And there are very clear cultural differences. Mm-hmm. And it's not like some of the things are nuanced. Some of the things Boli and stuff that is very nuanced. But there are some clear cut cultural differences between the two.
I agree.
But yeah, I would love to go to Pakistan. I don't know if you ever get this feeling, but like there are some places that just feel like home. And I think like for me personally, LA has always been one of those places. Like LA just feels like home.
Okay.
Like when I go through the grapevine and like I see the Hollywood, like it feels like home. This is why I believe in a past life. I was definitely
you
like
lived in LA.
I lived in LA.
Up and coming actress.
I definitely lived
in. Who can also sing?
Absolutely not. If it does, I don't think those talents carry over. No. I don't. But I do definitely think that I lived a past life in Pakistan. 2008, I think, was the last time we went to like the Wagah border.
Yeah.
And it just like, I don't know, like that, like there's such a like weird like amalgamation of like feelings there. And I was just like, I feel like I'm supposed to be on that side. Which again, that feels
That's crazy.
Yeah, that feels a little
the nostalgic feeling, like I personally feel like it comes from somewhere.
Exactly.
Like it's not just some random chemical in our brain.
Yeah.
Like there has to be something more.
Yeah. And so that's kind of always been my thing, is I want to explore, because when you grow up really sheltered, but you don't have information about like your identity or anything like that. Like to me, it's really interesting to kind of go and like see places and like, you know, like try to feel closer to your identity. I think is such a big thing for a lot of people.
Dude, like I love that, you know, traveling is not just like finding other cultures, but it's also finding your own.
Yeah.
And connecting with your own.
I think not everybody has that. Like, you know, not everybody has like the same type of feeling of that. But I think when you are so like when you grow up with so many different cultures and so many, like especially as like first generation immigrants, it's like, you know, you grow up with so many cultures and things like thrown at you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, who am I?
Right.
Yeah. And then you go through that identity
You're left to fend for yourself. Like after college, it's just like, who was I supposed to be this whole time? Or even starting off in college, because that's when you get a little bit more freedom than you did in high school. Right?
Absolutely.
Speaking as a oldest brown daughter, I don't know how the experience is different for, you know, different people, but personally with strict parents, it was just like college is when I was like left out in the public, in the open, exposed with the spotlight on me. And you know, people were like, oh, what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that, what do you like to do in your free time? And I'm like, let me go ask my mom.
I cook and clean in my free time.
I don't know what I like to do.
Let me just ask my parents. You don't have any hobbies because they don't facilitate that.
And you're an extension of someone else. And I feel like college is when you truly get to discover, or, you know, start to travel and start to see different things and see different people and, you know, kind of adopt like, oh my gosh, wait, you like that. Let me try that out. Let me try this food. Let me watch that show. And you kind of sort of, you know, you unlearn what you need to unlearn, and then you discover yourself.
I do want to go to New York City for the shits and giggles of it all, but I feel like I'm
have you been?
No, I feel like New York just seems so intimidating. I feel like I'm very...
It's a very busy lifestyle.
I feel like they're
going
to know the moment I open my mouth that I'm from the West Coast, and they're going to be mean to me. And I don't know if I like that.
I mean, New York is something you definitely need to experience once.
That's
it's
what
crazy,
I'm saying, yeah.
Because the U.S. is so vast, right?
Absolutely.
North America is so vast. And it's just like, at that point, it's a night and day's difference, like where you are. Like California in itself should be its own country, right?
Yeah.
And then like you go to Texas, you go to New York.
People are
different.
You're going
to get all different kinds of foods, all different kinds of accents, dialects, right? Different kinds of like sort of the way they approach people and personalities and whatnot. Yeah, people are different. In New York, you can't bullshit. You know, you can't. Nobody has time for anything. Nobody has time to breathe. And then there's Californians who are just so relaxed and just...
Life is slower here,
friends.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's super slow. I mean, it's still fast because we make it fast. But California is, like, as slow as it gets, I feel like.
But I think the thing is that, like, even, like, stereotypically, like, where did I go? We went to Chicago. Okay. And they, like, automatically knew. They were like, oh, you're not from around here, are you? And I was like, no.
How are Chicagoans?
Chicagoans, like, they're nice. People are nice. Yeah. I think people are either really chatty or kind of like, okay, stay out of my business. Like, very, like, not very standoffish, but kind of standoffish.
Okay.
And I feel like it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, I had like, this older lady who, like, all she wanted to do was chat at, like, our TJ Maxx. And then there was... Like, even the servers, like, some of the servers there were kind of, like, standoffish, so.
That's interesting. So, it's a mix. I think in order to make, like, an accurate sort of assessment, we have to live there long enough to really get a feel.
Yeah, but I mean, Chicago was honestly really cool. It was just freezing.
Yeah.
It was so cold there. Dude, there's like this meme that I saw that was like, oh, Californians are solar powered. And I was absolutely. I was what's wrong with that? Like, know. You know?
Dude, before Seattle, I was supposed to move to Chicago. And, like, I had my mindset on it, and I told, like, my close friends and family, like, I moved to Chicago. I still remember, like, telling my cousin, and she just broke down crying, like, bro, you're so far away.
It really is the windy city.
Everybody's like, dude, you're not going to like the winters.
You're not.
You're going to die. You're from California. You're not equipped. You're not going to be able to handle what's going to come at you. And they were correct. They were
people 100%. Who move like cross country, especially from California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, going from the West Coast to the East Coast. I think it's
culture
it's
shock, harder than, weather shock, everything
like,
shock.
Like, I think it's harder because of the weather. I think coming from the East Coast to the West Coast, it's like it's a pleasant surprise. Like, whoa.
Dude, there's a girl on TikTok that was like, people here cancel plans because it's raining, and I was like, valid.
Right.
Valid reason to cancel plans with somebody. Like, if you and I have plans and it was raining really hard, that's a completely valid reason.
It's because rain doesn't come here as often as it does.
And she was like, I'm from the East Coast, like hailing and snowing isn't a valid reason not show up. And I was like,
okay,
that's tough.
But the thing is, okay, personally, I love the rain and I wouldn't cancel plans because of the rain. There are
but if somebody canceled plans, you were hanging out with somebody else and they canceled plans because of the rain, you wouldn't.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't know because they would use some other stupid excuse like, oh, I got to take my grandma somewhere. Or, you know,
I got to take my pet fish for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. I was in Seattle. So instead of Chicago, I went to Seattle, right, for a year. And I lived there for a year. And it's just like it did rain. It did hail. It did snow. Right. Plenty of snow. But I didn't mind it. The only times that I would truly mind it, and that's because I was too lazy to put, you know, like chains and like sort of snowproof my car, was when I was going uphill like to my apartment, so I would just have to park across the street and wait until the freaking black ice like melted off. Right, it was bad, but it wasn't so bad to the point where it stopped me from doing the stuff I wanted to do.
I'm gonna be so real with you,
I love the cold.
It's romantic. Sometimes I don't even go to San Francisco because I don't want to have to deal with like parking on a hill. Like, oh, I am so spoiled. Like, being in the Central Valley and like living on flat land.
Yeah.
Like us, like my car was parked.
You're used to not like anything slow.
Having it disturb your life, having the elements disturb your life.
Yeah.
Why would I ever? Dude, we went to Reno for 3 days. Uh-huh. It rained the second day, and we had my uncle's like GMC like Denali, right?
It's a
big ass truck, right?
Yeah,
right? With like snow tires and everything, right?
It's a whole ass SUV, dude.
We were slipping and sliding.
No.
It was horrible. He was in the car with us.
Oh.
It was slipping and sliding. Yeah. I have never been more terrified in my entire life. And I was like, this is not for me. I could not live in a place where there is snowfall.
Really, like, slipping and sliding.
Bro, in a big ass truck?
No, actually,
that's all wheel drive with snow tires?
Right.
Also, snow tires?
There's a lot of precautions you have to take in that kind of weather, for sure. So yeah, when I did move to Seattle, everybody would send me those Seattle videos where cars would slide and like nobody had any control, and basically it was like crashing into another, like one crashes into one, the other crashes into the next, and it just keeps going and going, and it's like it's a shit show and it's crazy. But that being said, I don't think we're really well equipped to drive in something like that.
Yeah, the only other place that I can think of that I would be okay moving to is like maybe Florida, but the humidity is crazy in Florida. Yeah, they have a lot more humidity than we do.
It's a good place to visit, but not to stay.
Yeah, all even Mexico, I think they have like they don't have that much humidity, but they have more humidity than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair was just like all frizzed up. Yeah. Dude, my face was breaking out.
Makeup would never stay in place in
it was
Hawaii or Mexico? Mexico.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like, there's no point. What part of Mexico did you go to?
Cabo, Tulum, and Cancun.
We need to go to Puerto Vallarta. We went to Puerto Vallarta and it was beautiful. Really? It's stunning, first of all. And then also we were in like, it's called the Romantic Zone. And it is, it has like a very big gay scene. And it's just, it's so stunning. Like it feels.
Is it for relaxing or is it for partying or both?
Like, a little bit of both. Okay. I would say they have like beach clubs and stuff like that that you can go to. But I think my favorite part was like, it didn't feel like a tourist town. You know how like when you go places where it's like, it feels very touristy. It didn't feel very touristy because there's not that many people that go there for tourist stuff.
Did you go, were you in the resort most of the time or?
So we were like, the hotel that we were staying at was literally like probably like 120 feet from the ocean or like from the beach. So we had like, we literally had dinner on the beach every single night. There was, we had lunch on the beach. We had like, like it's just,
that's lit.
It was lit. So nice.
And Mexico's like, perfect for when you want to just like get away from everything.
And
right?
It was like decently priced. Like everything I feel like was like very decently priced. And like, it wasn't like, you know, like when you go to a tourist place, everything's like more expensive. It wasn't like that. And so that was really cool. And then they had like phenomenal seafood because obviously like you're right by the beach. And so we had like, I ate so much, like I ate so much shrimp, like salmon, lobster, like the whole nine yards. It was so nice.
I think Mexico's great because like I'm vegetarian. So it's not just the seafood, which obviously they should focus on because it's like on the coast. But it's just like every time I've gone, I've never had a bad experience with the food. I mean, going to the right resorts obviously helps because it could be a huge hit and miss. I know the all inclusive ones, it's a huge hit or miss with the food. But they always have solid vegetarian options.
Also, if you're ever in Puerto Vallarta, you should definitely go to Blondie's. It's an alcoholic like slushy, basically. And they have like a bunch of different flavors and they're so good. That was like the only time I ever felt buzzed. Like the thing about going to Mexico though is like the alcohol is definitely watered down. So like you don't get as like drunk, you know?
For sure. Seven shots in and you're like, is anything gonna
hit? I don't
hit?
Feel anything,
And then you take your 14th shot and everything hits a fan.
It hits like a bajillion. We went to like the club. Puerto Vallarta has like a very, very like popular like club scene. Not for me personally, but cool. You know? There was like a club that we went to that had like a top floor balcony. And there was like not that many people there. So you just take your drink up there and then like, you know, you can see like views of everything. And it's so insanely beautiful.
It's like when it comes to club scenes, especially in Mexico, I get why you said not my scene. Like I 100% get you.
I mean, club scenes here aren't my scene. So I'm just not a club type of gal.
I think we're on the same page.
Like I'm just not a club type of gal.
Like if I go with a group of people that I mess with, then it's like, okay, I'm going with people. I'm going with friends. Like we're dancing together. Like for me, it's a social aspect of being with people that I care about.
It's not getting drunk.
It's not the external. It's the internal, right?
Dude, can we talk about how like I get so overstimulated in crowds? I'm just like, even like, dude, at the Nugget Gate, then I'm just like, oh my God, please don't touch me. Like, I hate it. I hate it when people are touching. Like being in clubs, bro, like.
It's even worse because it's all drunk, drugged up, sweaty people around you.
You can smell people's sweat. You can smell like their bodily fluid. It's like, bro, leave me alone.
And somehow it's okay. Like it is like this is like an
accepted
environment.
People get dressed and pay a cover charge.
Yeah, just to be in that environment. Dude, you know it's funny because the batch trip that I went on, like this past year, we went to Mexico with a bunch of girls. It was one of their weddings. And we did end up going to the club and, you know, like doing all the batch trip stuff. I think my highlight of that night was this guy who was standing outside. He had a parrot. Was it a parrot? It was a parrot.
That is so Mexico-coded.
I know. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I was just like, you know, ecstatic. And the girls are like, bro, we got to go in the club. And I'm out here like, I want to take a picture with a parakeet. Like, it was like a parrot or something. It was like something cool, right? And, you know, I got my picture and everything. And, you know, the guy obviously asked for a tip. And he was just like, bro, where's my money at? And I'm like, oh, here's your dollar. Because, you know, you tip with a dollar in Mexico. But, yeah, no, that was the highlight of my night. And that says a lot. Like, the club scene just ain't it. And it's just like, I don't know. That's a whole different conversation.
That totally because
it's really a subjective thing. Like, it's a very opinionated thing.
You either really
thing.
Like going to the club or you don't.
Because we're Californians, so, like, people just expect us to be immersed
in
that culture.
Oh, my God, I love to party. Like,
but it's
no.
It's not it. It's not the move. Because there's so much more to see sober. And it's 10 times more fun doing stuff sober sometimes. And a lot of people don't understand that because our culture is just that toxic, I guess. Or just, like, submerge in alcohol wherever you go.
But. Yeah, and I think, like, honestly, like, there's nothing better than being at home or being with your friends at, like, a bar or, like, you know, like, a brewing company or something mm-hmm. and, like, enjoying.
More intimate settings.
And enjoying,
a sip and
like,
paint, right?
Yeah. Or, dude, we went to go do trivia last Thursday, and it was so much fun.
Trivia is
so much fun.
Every time anybody wants to do anything with me and, like, we're trying to figure out what to do, I'm like, let's see if there's a trivia night going on. Because, one, I, like, first of all, trivia is fun to me. Like, I don't know if that's, like, a nerdy thing to say, but it's fun to see how much knowledge you know about the world, right? Like, how smart am I? How much has my brain really retained from this many years of living and pop culture and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
But on top of that, you're doing it with a friend, and it's just, like, usually...
You're working together. It's team building.
Yeah, and it's just fun, dude.
Yeah.
It's a very intimate thing because you guys are laughing your ass off because you definitely got that question wrong, and it's just...
Yeah.
It's a moment that you guys get to share together, and it's not something for the rest of the world to see, right? Like, because you're sitting there
I think karaoke.
Yeah.
I love a good karaoke.
Dude, karaoke,
I love a good karaoke, and I don't care, like, the worst, the better.
Oh, yeah.
The worst, the better. 100%.
100%.
And I love karaokeing to, like late 90s, early 2000s songs.
Yeah. Dude, I did karaoke.
It's such a... It's,
karaoke in Japan, right? But it wasn't Japan. It was like the top... Not the top 40s, but it was just like...
American music.
Exactly. It was American music. It was like just like the top popular songs that people know, right? Call Me Maybe.
Like really basic songs.
Really basic songs. But like really cool ones too, right? Like Swimming Pools was on there and like we all went crazy on that. But it brought so many people from different countries together. Like all these tourists, right? There was people from Switzerland. There were people from like Russia. There were people from obviously like, you know, California. Who else? There were a bunch of people. There was like one guy from like Missouri or something. But it was just like there are people.
Why'd you say like that? Missouri.
I mean Missouri.
Missouri.
Missouri. Well, have I been there? I don't know how to say it. All I know is it's spelled M-I-S-S-O-U-R-I.
Have you
Missouri.
Seen
Missouri? Missouri.
No, it's Missouri.
Is it though?
I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it just depends on who you ask.
Have you seen the Utta girl?
Who? So karaoke. It brings all walks of life together. And it was crazy because everyone was singing together. We all put our like arms around each other and we just went crazy with it. And everyone was just like having such a good time. Even though like if it was in any other setting, we would not have said hi to each other. We would not have talked to each other. But like after every song, we would all just start talking and conversing. Oh, you found it?
I found the vine.
Okay.
I found the vine. Hold on. Okay.
It better be as funny as your...
It is. It's one of my favorite vines ever. I reference this vine like at least... once a month.
You're a Vine girl, huh?
Oh,
100%. Like you know all your
vines. I grew
up
with Vines.
Like you could do a trivia night on Vines, and I
feel
like you would win.
That's why I think I'm a millennial and not a Zoomer because all the Zoomers are on TikTok. But this is the Vine in all of its glory.
All right, let me
see. Wait, is Southwest of Wyoming?
Okay, so what is this?
Wyoming, you go down to Colorado.
It's Utah.
Yeah,
it's Utah. And then when she says it, she's like, Utah.
She's so cute.
Right?
Okay.
That's one of my favorite vibes. Or like the first time I saw Arkansas, I thought it was Arkansans.
Arkansas.
Cause it
yeah,
makes
because
sense.
Kansas, bro.
Kansas is Kansas.
If Kansas is Kansas, then why isn't it Arkansas?
I don't know.
It don't make no sense.
And it's Arkansas.
Make no dime.
It doesn't. You don't use. You don't even use the last S.
Yeah, you don't.
Arkansas.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do they say Arkansas?
Who makes these words, man?
I don't know.
I'm gonna name this state.
Yeah.
Like Louisiana.
Louisiana.
What else?
Massachusetts.
I had all 50 states memorized at this point.
I want to know who named Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
like, they're like, okay, what is the best tongue twister name I can give to the state right here?
You know what people from Massachusetts called Massachusetts?
What did they call Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
No way. You're kidding me.
Some people do.
The people who live there.
Somebody from Boston once told me that's Massachusetts? What they call Massachusetts. That is okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
To each their own. If that's how they see Massachusetts, that's how
cool.
They see Massachusetts.
Also, why is Rhode Island called Rhode Island?
Why is Wyoming Wyoming?
Exactly, that too.
Like Wyoming.
Also, Iowa.
Wyoming. Where-oming?
Iowa. What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Udda.
I feel like the West Coast has superior names though.
West Coast?
Like very Washington, unique Oregon, names. California.
Okay. I mean, a lot of them are like influenced, Indian. Right? By like Spanish roots and stuff. So
also Dakota. They were like, oh, this is going to be called South Dakota and this is going to be called North Dakota.
Montana. I forget Montana exists sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a very Californian thing to say, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like Montana's just there. It's just chilling.
You know what state I forget exists all the
Which
time?
Which one?
Nebraska.
Really?
Dude, I can name like little states on the East Coast. I can name big states on the West Coast. I can name like the Southern like Bible Belt.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in the middle.
It's just there.
I have no idea what states make up. I know Colorado's
Montana,
in there.
Montana. Is Wyoming a part of the middle? No, it's not. It's
like no. Side. Like I think Oklahoma's over there.
Oklahoma.
We sound so dumb. We sound like we haven't
Maybe we should have a map in geography.
We haven't sat in geography a day in our lives.
Dude, somehow I won the geography bee in elementary school and they like literally shipped me off to like some like regionals or something. Like the next one up. What's the next one up? The regionals?
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
state?
Right? Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know how the heck. It was a multiple choice geography.
That makes sense a lot.
And so
I was like, the general gist of things.
I was making very educated guesses because I'm like, okay, whatever. But
context matters.
The problem was nobody signed up for that geography bee except like three people. So we
won. Okay, yeah. So you're going to win.
So I could have failed it, but I still won, bro.
Yeah,
and I was
just
like, okay, bro. And they were all like, I was like in a school newspaper and everything. And I'm just like, I don't know how I made it this far. So I go to the geography bee and I didn't know what the heck was going on. I had no clue where anything was and I just like failed and I came home.
Was it like states or was it like
it was district. There you go. I made it to the district bee. So it was like school wide and
that sounds way less impressive now.
Okay, boy. It was all the winners from all the other schools, okay? So it was still something. I made a couple friends that day. You know with me, it's just like I'll show up not knowing how I made it there, but I'll still be like so talkative and chatty.
Like,
how's it going? Like, where are you from? Like, what's your favorite color? And
I'm just vibing, being in speech and debate.
Yeah.
And so with speech and debate, you go to other schools to compete on like a Saturday morning. Uh-huh. And I, first of all, I had no business being like out. Like, first of all, my parents, like, they were barely okay with me going on Saturday mornings,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And so they basically allowed me, and so that was like my only like socialization time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would be super chatty, and then like one of like our,
like all
our
your built up energy from the
our
week
captain
just
like said whoosh. Like pulled me aside. He was like, hey, we don't talk to, there was one particular one particular school whose people were like really stuck up because they lived like their school looked like Google headquarters.
Oh.
So, like, okay. They were definitely from a different tax bracket.
I see.
And we were inner city kids from Stockton.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of gap there.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, we don't really talk to them. And I was like, aw. But then, like, when they won, like, when they announced, like, all the different things.
Wait,
they
you were talking to them?
Yeah. And then they would always, like, win, like, first and second place.
Yeah.
Second place because
and
they had
such
a big team.
And you'd be like the one kid from this team. You're like, yeah, good job.
Yeah,
so
and they were like, yeah, we don't do that. And
yeah,
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's
wait,
like,
is
have
high
you seen, yeah, have you seen Friends?
Yeah.
Where Joey wants to sit with Ross at the lunch table and he's like blue lab coats.
Oh, yeah. There's like this like segregation going.
Basically
yeah.
that. And yeah. so, yeah, that was that. But, yeah.
Dude, it like there was a spelling bee, right? And I think this was the one that I lost at. You know the Scripps National Spelling Bee? I don't know if you've heard of it. I had won a couple.
Spelling bees used to be so popular
they
back
were a big
in the
thing.
Day.
They were like
yeah.
a big deal.
Akilah and the Bee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was my inspiration movie. I would watch that and be like, okay, I'm not skipping rope. I'm not exercising out here, but I'll see what I can do.
I can work out my brain.
Exactly, dude. So I needed a coach. My ADHD brain. No, like I couldn't concentrate on the studying. So the way I got so far was just because of the knowledge and the vocabulary I already had built up. Like I barely studied, right? So when I got to that last mark, and I think this was the regionals, I think. I was sitting there and I was so talkative while people were going up and spelling their words. I was in the back just talking to the homies like next to me, and both of them were just like, why is she talking to me? Like, this is like they're nervous. They're going to go up and they know, like, you know, this is it. My parents are going to whoop my ass if I don't get this word right. I'm over here just dilly-dallying. Yeah, and I was like, hey, like, you know, how's it going? Like, and I'm just, like, literally talking. And
what school are you from?
Exactly, literally. And they were, like, they would answer me. But then they would, like, try to, like, stay away from me. And they're like, okay, if I don't look at her, she won't talk to me. I was that person, dude. I was a golden retriever as a kid.
Oh, definitely.
And then my turn came up, and I lost, and I just walked out, like, okay, dope. All right, it is what it is.
Like, all right.
Yeah. But it's just the fact that, like, it was just a, like, crucial moment for all these kids, like, trying to get these words right. And then there was me. And I already know, like, I still remember the word I lost at. It was occidental.
Occidental?
Occidental. And so I didn't realize that it was, like, some dentist, like, it was, like, some teeth-related word. And so it would start with the prefix OCC, which is like, it's a Merriam-Webster dictionary word. But anyway, all of that aside, I remember what I lost at, just because I was just like, wow, I would never have guessed this shit. Did not study. I did not study, but I talked a lot. So that was me as a kid.
Fair.
Just somehow made it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how we got to spelling bees from travel, but
this is how we do it.
That was an interesting
segues.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out
where we got to cap this at.
Where we got, how we got here, but we got here.
It'd be like that.
That's all that matters, right?
You know what's so funny? The stream says, like, we hate men or some shit like that. Men were not a
present.
Part of this conversation.
Men were not
I thought they
present.
Were going to be sometimes.
Okay,
we're good. We're chilling. Yes. We started off with we hate men, but no, it's okay. We don't hate you today.
Yeah.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe next episode. We'll see.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Until next episode.
And please don't forget to do all the YouTube-y things. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, etc.
You can also dislike, by the way. Like, we won't get hurt or anything. But we do prefer the like.
Engagement is engagement, you guys.
We prefer. No PR is bad PR. Exactly. Is that? Yeah. Okay. That's relevant.
It's no attention.
It's in the same category.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, see, we could go on a whole nother tangent. But thank you so much for watching. We appreciate you guys. And we will see you in a video super, super soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.